There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, it's being dubbed the Oscars of the airline industry. Check out who made the list. Roseanne Barr speaks out.
I thought the was white!
And the hottest summer fashion trends. Starting with a very important food warning. Government agencies are investigating an outbreak of salmonella linked to turkey. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says at least 90 people have been affected, with about 40 people sent to the hospital. The CDC says the salmonella cases have been reported in 26 states. Officials have found the virus in multiple products containing raw turkey. That includes whole birds, as well as packaged breasts and drumsticks, and ground turkey. The outbreak virus has even been found in pet food. The CDC says that could mean the outbreak is widespread in the turkey industry. The agency is working with the Food and Drug Administration to find the source. The agency isn't telling stores to stop carrying turkey. People can still eat properly cooked turkey, but the CDC has some tips to stay safe. First off, wash your hands before and after working with raw turkey. Turkey should always be cooked to 165 degrees to kill bacteria. Wash food prep areas like your counters and cooking boards. The agency also says not to feed your pets raw turkey. This is the 9th outbreak of salmonella in the U.S. this year. Well, a lot of people are talking about it. Roseanne Barr posted a bizarre video to her YouTube page, seemingly angry and frustrated over the Valerie Jarrett scandal that quickly ended with her Roseanne reboot being canceled. She appears to be disheveled and, through puffs of her cigarette, says the racist tweet was supposed to be about Jarrett's deal with Iran, but again brings up her race.
I thought the was white! I thought the was white!
It's being reported that the clip might be a sneak peek at a talk show Roseanne may be producing. And now for something a little lighter. This is the cutest thing you'll see all day. This toddler is playing catch with the dog that lives on the other side of the fence. And look, the dog even throws it back. So cute. All right, now let's go to the floor of the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, there's a theater chain with a new way to sell movie tickets.
That's right, Kristen. Well, AMC customers can now buy movie tickets on Facebook, but AMC is the first theater chain to join the platform. Uber is teaming up with Cargo to let riders shop during trips. Cargo had been the unofficial supplier to drivers within the ride-hailing industry, offering passengers goods from electronics to cosmetics, which they can pay for on the spot. You've probably already heard about the labor shortage in the U.S., but did you know workers are ghosting interviews? In fact, the rate of workers leaving is the highest it's been in 17 years.
And I hear the president has signed a new job training order.
Yeah, that's right. The order creates a council to consolidate existing programs and fund new training initiatives. Major companies and trade unions have committed to funding nearly 4 million slots for apprenticeships, retraining, and continuing education programs over the next 5 years.
Good to know. Thanks, Nicole. Also joining us, Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear there's a new way to predict what your baby will sound like when they grow up.
Hey, Kristen, that's right. There's a new study that suggests a baby's cry could tell you something about how its voice will sound decades later as an adult. The study found that the pitch of babies' cries at 4 months may predict the pitch of their speech in early childhood, while the pitch of a boy's voice at age 7 can most likely predict what he will sound like as an adult. It turns out enjoying the full-fat versions of dairy products unlikely to send you to an early grave. A study at the University of Texas revealed that there was no significant link between fatty acids and total mortality, contrary to popular belief. Researchers evaluated nearly 3,000 adults aged 65 and older. And they are kicking off the Sunday shoes in Arkansas legally. The city of Fort Smith just repealed an ordinance that once banned public dancing on Sundays. It dates back to 1953. It was later called the Footloose Ordinance after the Kevin Bacon movie. The ordinance said public dancing on Sundays greatly endangered the public's health, safety, and welfare. And that's what you need to know. And Kristen, I dance, though not always well all the time, so I really would have been in trouble, although no one has been arrested for dancing on Sundays in that town for nearly two decades. So some good news there. Back to you now.
Some good news indeed. Thanks, Danielle. It's a ranking dubbed the Oscars for the airline industry. And the results for Best Airline are out. Envelope, please. The top spot for the world's best airline goes to Singapore Airlines, which ranked number two last year. Here's a look at the rest of the top five. Notice anything missing? That's right, no U.S.-based airlines on this list. In fact, you have to scroll all the way down to number 37 to get to Delta, the top-ranking U.S. airline. They're down five spots from last year. Right below Delta is another American company. Alaska Airlines is 38th. They fell two spots from last year. The only other U.S. airline in the top 50, JetBlue at number 42. Skytrax conducted the annual survey, which it calls the largest in the world. They say more than 24 million entries were used from travelers of more than 105 nationalities. Well, my girl Andrea Robinson from Fox 10 Phoenix has this week's life hacks. So, Andrea, what do you got for us?
Hey, Kristen. This week's life hacks, all about the outdoors. And we start with the first one, cleaning the grill outside. An easy way to do it, take aluminum foil, wrap it up into a ball, a pair of tongs, and that will be used as an easy way to clean up the grill, and then you toss it when you're done. Next up, an easy way to transport eggs, especially if you're going to be spending some time camping. So take an empty 16-ounce water bottle. You can fill it with up to 9 eggs and then put the top on. You take it to the campsite and you're ready to scramble eggs the next morning. And lastly, those fruit flies can be so pesky around the summer months. So take your apple cider vinegar. I know I use it for everything. Put it in a bowl with a little bit of soap. Set it out inside or outside, wherever the problem is, and that should ward them off. Kristen, those are your life hacks for this week. Back to you.
All great summer tips. Thanks, Andrea. You've heard of pop-up stores. Well, now one company is using a similar concept to create pop-up hotels. Y Hotel is teaming up with newly built apartment buildings that are renting out units. It usually takes at least a year before every unit is leased. So Y Hotel is working with the apartment complexes to rent out the empty homes for short-term stays. So far, it's been a success. The first pop-up lasted for 5 months at the Bartlett in Washington. After 60 days, it had an occupancy rate of 85%. A second pop-up opened in Baltimore at a redeveloped office building and has almost 160 one- and two-bedroom units that will be available until they are all leased. Why Not says it has raised enough money to open two more pop-up hotels this year and at least six more across the country next year. Company leaders say everybody wins. They get a commission, the apartment complex makes money on what would normally be an empty room, and guests get a nice place in a brand new building at a competitive rate. The latest figures show more than 8 out of 10 baby boomers have not been tested for hepatitis C, despite recommendations by the U.S. government. And the reason why that's troubling is because they are more at risk of getting the virus. Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Lenz is here to talk about this. So welcome, doctor.
Hi.
So why is the government urging baby boomers to get tested?
Well, baby boomers are the largest group of people who actually have hepatitis C. Hepatitis C is a virus that is actually very serious. One of the huge problems here is that you can start with very little symptoms or no symptoms, and decades later you have liver failure, which are very severe consequences from this virus. So because this is such a serious disease, and because the vast majority of new cases, there's something like 200,000 new cases per year,
wow,
are coming out of this group of people.
Okay.
We really want them to make sure they're getting tested.
Okay, and if you get tested and let's say someone tests positive, what's the treatment like for
them?
Well,
here's the great news. The great news is there is actually a treatment with a very high cure rate, something like 90%+.
That's great.
And up until now, we had treatments that had a lot of side effects that were very difficult to tolerate. Some people who had other medical issues couldn't use those meds. Now we have an oral, a pill that's highly effective in like 2 to 6 months. So it is curable. The important thing for people to understand is this can be treated, so you need to get tested.
Okay, valuable information as always. Doctor, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's move on to a surprising reason more couples are lying about how much money they make. A census report found that in married heterosexual couples where the wife earns more than her husband, both often lie about their earnings. The women underreport how much they make, while the men say they earn more than they really do. Wives say they make about 1.5% less than they do, while men's lies average twice that much at close to 3%. The couples were busted after the census compared what participants said they made to what their employers reported to the IRS. The researchers concluded that social norms say men should earn more than women, even though that's often not the case. About a quarter of households today have women who earn more money than men. That's up from 18% in the 80s. The experts called it manning up and womaning down. And here's another science story. A team of scientists will spend several years and over $1 million to answer one specific question. How many cats are in Washington, D.C.? The D.C. cat count is exactly what it sounds like, a census for cats. It'll cost $1.5 million. The project is organized by groups including the Humane Society and the Smithsonian Conservation Biology Institute. The group will put cameras on streets and near forests, conduct household surveys, check shelters, and even walk the streets. The goal is to find the best way to control the cat population. The U.S. has at least 74 million felines living in households, but many others don't have homes. One study found that cats were the leading cause of death for birds and small animals. Many strays get sterilized in shelters, but without a number to start with, they don't know if they're actually keeping the population down. They'll have their answer when the cat census wraps up in 2021. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 10 Phoenix, some retirees in Tempe, Arizona have transformed a tiny 150-square-foot gift shop in their retirement community into a thriving business. Manager Barbara Hall says everyone who works at the shop are volunteers, and all of their inventory is donated. And with zero overhead costs, Barbara says every dollar they earn goes right back into improving their retirement community. Last year, they made $66,000, and they were able to buy 18 beds for the health center. Better yet, any merchandise that is not purchased is donated to the Salvation Army. In our second story from Fox 2 Detroit, Mike Borica has been fixing up a classic 1935 Ford pickup truck for months, all to prepare for the Alcan 5000. That's a 5,000-mile road trip from Seattle, Washington to Fairbanks, Alaska. And since he's driving the car all the way from Detroit to the race's start in Seattle, it'll be a 12,000-mile road trip in all.
8 weeks we leave, and this thing should be running and rocking and rolling, ready to go. Should run like a top and look pretty good too, hopefully.
And in our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, the Toast of Tampa Show Chorus started back in 1987, and now it includes more than 100 women's angelic voices. The singers range in age from the young to the young at heart, but their voices all come together in beautiful harmony. And members say they love getting up on that stage and connecting with their audience through their music. After a year-long legal battle, a Florida couple can keep their home's paint job. But it's not any paint job. Nancy Nemhauser and her husband covered their home with Van Gogh's The Starry Night. Last July, they were hit with a $10,000 fine and ordered to repaint, as officials said the mural violated city rules and might distract drivers. The couple refused and sued the city for violating their free speech. In a settlement, the couple received $15,000 and are exempt from future signage codes if the house remains in good condition. They also received a public apology from Mayor Nick Girone, who said he hopes the city can move past the unfortunate dispute as it continues to embrace the arts. And if you're wondering why The Starry Night, the couple says it was for their autistic son, who could use the mural as a landmark if he was to ever get lost and needed to find his way home. Well, there's nothing like a carefree summer party, especially under the stars at an outdoor concert. And Elizabeth Stanton from Popstar Magazine is here to tell us about one of the summer's most popular acts. Hi, Liz.
Yes, Kristen. Kenny Chesney's Trip Around the Sun tour has been packing stadiums across the country since April, and there are still more dates through August. With his country slash classic Southern rock style and exuberant onstage demeanor, Chesney really does embody a celebration of love, life, and music. And he does it all for his fans. The singer-songwriter from East Tennessee is committed to his No Shoes Nation. Fans can expect a set list packed with new tunes from The Big Revival and Cosmic Hallelujah, coupled with many old favorites and some wild cards. Joining him this summer, Thomas Rhett, Old Dominion, and Brandon Lay. I've heard there may be a few surprise performers too, so a night out with this group promises to be a highlight of summer. Back to you, Kristen.
It sounds like a night to remember. Thanks, Liz. Jenna Rachel's 3-year-old daughter, Madison, lost her stuffed bunny while they were shopping at a Publix grocery store in Alabama. And although it felt like a nightmare at the time, it ended like a happy dream. When they realized the bunny was missing the next morning, Jenna went back to the store and asked employees to keep an eye out for it. The manager and his employees went above and beyond to fix this little girl's broken heart. They checked the store's surveillance camera and found that bunny had been left in a cart and was then thrown into the trash. The trash was put in the dumpster and a garbage truck picked up the dumpster, and just like that, bunny was on its way to the landfill. Manager Mike Gayhart and 3 of his employees went to the local landfill and dug for the bunny until they found him. Gayhart even took bunny home and washed him 3 times before returning him to little Madison. Jenna says her daughter is happy bunny is home and called the staff at Publix a true example of the good people in the world. Summer is here, and it's never too late to find your personal summer style. So here to talk about what's in and out this season is fashion expert Sydney Sadick. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Okay, so I'm hoping you say what's in is what I'm wearing.
Yes, because that color looks gorgeous on you. So great.
Thank you. What else is in this season?
So the number one trend that we're seeing right now on the accessories front is retro cat-eye sunglasses. That really minimal, edgy frame that we're seeing on everyone from Gigi Hadid to Kendall Jenner now.
I have seen this on so many celebrities, and yeah. I love them. Do you like them?
I love them. I think they look good on everyone.
Yeah.
You can easily go to your local sunglass store. They come in so many different prices and colors that there is really something for everyone.
Okay, I love it. What else do you like?
Okay, so all white. Now, when you hear all white, you might think, am I going to spill something on myself? Does it look flattering?
It takes me like 5 minutes to get my white outfit dirty.
Right, I know, me too. It's definitely a struggle. But stars like Kim Kardashian and Priyanka Chopra have shown really flattering, easy ways to rock the trend. First of all, like a plunging neckline dress that Kim wears oh so well.
Yeah.
I love that. And Priyanka wore this really adorable jacket and pants set on a recent Maxim magazine cover, and she just looked so flawless and gorgeous. I really believe that all white looks even more flattering than when you just wear one white piece. Easy and effortless and totally chic.
All right, so that's what's in. Now, what's on its way out?
Definitely the chokers.
Oh, are those on the way out?
They're on their way out.
I was wondering when they were gonna be not cool anymore.
It was such a defining moment in 2017, but right now you're actually rocking the major jewelry trend, and that is the really delicate necklace. Yep. It just complements your look. So many stars are wearing them right now. You really just want to make your look effortless and chic instead of just really bold in an aggressive way for summer. You want to be effortless.
I totally get it. Sydney, thank you so much for being here. All right, on to a really interesting story. Smartphone addiction is real, and it seems like no matter how much you tell yourself you're gonna unplug, it never happens as much as you'd like. But a startup company in Toronto has developed an app that could help. It's called Flipped, and this is how it works. When you know you wanna unplug, you open the app and turn it on. Your phone then locks and measures the time you're spending offline. You can also set the timer for a predetermined amount of time. The company's co-founder, Alana Harvey, says it's a behavioral nudge. It's getting you to do something that you may not otherwise feel motivated to do. It might seem ironic to use technology for a technology addiction, but Harvey says using the same mechanics that hooked you in the first place is also a great way to reinforce positive behavior when using technology. It's sort of like a personal trainer. You may not be great at working out on your own, but a trainer can give you that extra push you need to get it done. Well, everybody knows smoking marijuana can lead to the munchies, but no one knew why until now. Researchers at Washington State University built a device that lets them get lab rats stoned. The animals were split into 3 groups, one that was starved, one that ate normally, and one that was fed enough to be stuffed. 2 hours after getting high, all the rats began to eat small, frequent meals, in other words, snacking. The scientists found cannabis use leads to a large increase in the hormone ghrelin. The chemical is normally released by the stomach when empty, so that your brain knows it's time to eat. The team hopes the findings will lead to more effective medical marijuana. Some cancer patients use weed to regain their appetite, but currently they go through trial and error to find the right strain. The study's authors say that could change if pot products were refined based on how and when they make you hungry. They're continuing their work and want to study humans in the future. Even global superstars aren't immune to criticism. Just ask Katy Perry. In a new interview with Vogue Australia, the pop icon opened up about the negative reviews she got after she released her fifth album, Witness, in June 2017. She said she took the criticism so harshly, she suffered from situational depression, which is defined as a short-term bout of depression linked to a specific stressful event. Perry revealed she attended a week-long program at the Hoffman Institute, which is a California-based personal growth retreat. She said she got a lot out of the experience and was able to identify negative behaviors and focus on self-care. Perry said, quote, "That brokenness gave me a wholeness I never had. It gave me a new foundation. It's not just a material foundation, it's a soul foundation." And Perry's openness about her struggles with mental health and self-doubt is surely an inspiration to all of her fans. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Owning a home is part of the American dream, but nearly 70% of millennial homeowners have buyer's remorse. We'll tell you why. Plus, Wendy Williams opens up about her battle with addiction. And when this cyclist found a wounded puppy on his ride, he wasn't about to leave him behind. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.